to Dick and Tom.
I know who Tom is. Who's Dick? Second question is, where is Dick?
Yes.
Ah, here he comes back into the studio as we are continuing with our radio reunion until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
When you have to go.
You have to go. There's no more long records.
Not here.
Well, American Pie. American Pie. We can
you play American Pie?
You don't get to play that?
No, we don't.
Do you play Summer Place?
No.
Sorry. Stedman will not
I don't
allow
get to play that either. Place. Well, I did when he was in Florida, when you guys went to Florida.
Oh,
thing.
Sure.
I played it three or four
away.
Times. Oh, yeah.
I thought that was in the trash.
I brought my own copy.
Gary Burbank is with us from WLW Cincinnati. Gary?
Dick, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nice to see you.
See all these old friends and things.
Isn't this wild? Yeah. Pat Holliday, the world-famous Pat Holliday?
Well, he thought someday he would be.
Yeah. And he was naming it early.
Wishful thinking.
That's right. And Jim Reese, who's actually was Grant Hudson on CKLW, right?
Yes, and it's great to be back for something other than a funeral.
Listen, well, you never know between now and 8 o'clock tonight. Yeah.
Jeez, you know. If a bomb hit this room now, hundreds of dollars of talent would go out.
That's for sure. There'll be a lot of hair color in that room tonight. Well, I have never met Gary Burbank. I've heard about Gary for years because Gary is literally a legend in this business, and he's at Donna WLW, and he
WLW.
Worked at CK for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
74, 75.
When everyone talk like this.
You got up in the morning and you said, hello, era.
Gary.
And Grant Hudson started all that stuff. I think the consummate CKLW news guy. I remember that. You remember the 10 new toes peeping up from underneath the rubber blanket?
10 tiny toes peeking out from under the rubber blankets of the
Do it like you did at
CKLW.
Come on, Grant.
Come on.
I'm not sure I can.
Come on, Grant.
Sure
can deliver. Hey.
I know you can. Come on.
What is this?
We got a little script for you. We got a little script for you. Listen now, Grant. I think this may sound familiar to you, and go for it when you hear it.
It's 20 minutes after 12. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack Kevorkian still looking for people who are sick.
I should have read this first.
The king of zippity-doo-death has recently completed his 103rd assisted suicide. Although Kevorkian says he has more business than he can handle, he's reportedly been seen around senior citizens' homes, retirement communities, and disc jockey reunions.
Oh, I love it. Is that why? That was wonderful. We're going to do a little of that tonight at the reunion.
Oh, that's scary.
That's why Gene Taylor had the script ready for you.
Oh. there's more to come?
Yeah. So get ready. Get those pipes warmed up. Pat, were you there? Pat Holliday, were you there during... what years you were at the beginning?
I was there from 70 to 84.
You're kidding me.
I left 1 year to go to ORFM in New York.
Oh, okay.
And had to flee Manhattan immediately.
Okay.
Place to live, and then came back and then stayed till 84.
And then you became the program director.
Yeah, that was 1980.
Okay, and that's when we got into the lawsuit. And that was because I was leaving, and I felt that the station owed me... See, the business is wonderful. I thought the station owed me some money, and they did, the judge agreed. But I had the company car,
sure.
And so my attorney, whose name I can't mention because of... it's a long story. Yeah. But anyway, he said, you keep the car until they give you the money. So we went to court, I think, three different times over, or some such thing, and fortunately, your old buddy won, and I got the money, and I gave him the car. Back and everything worked out just fine. But Pat, it wasn't Pat's doing. Pat was the PD at the time, but it was the management. It was the upper management.
It always is.
It always is.
It always is.
Exactly right. Yeah. And so the car was kept in a garage not too far from here. Dr. Larry Lawson, who plays Wendell Lebeter on this show and the Story Lady, his grandmother, who's now deceased, and she was like in her 80s, and she had the car in the garage. She didn't know why the car was in the garage. She truly did not know. She kept asking Larry. He said, I'll tell you at some other time. So anyway, it was in there for like 2 or 3 months. And then when the lawsuit was over, he gave the car back.
She was in the trunk, too.
That's exactly right. And I, just walked in. Steve O'Brien from Keener 13. Steve, how are you, sir?
Great. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Steve. Steve used to do...
Overnight.
You did overnight.
Yeah. I moved from KNR FM to Keener 13 when Jim Jeffries moved on.
Oh, yes.
To greener pastures.
To kill people.
Okay.
Right. What'd you say, Jim?
So romantically
to kill people.
To kill people. He went to Vietnam, yeah.
I fortunately did not have to do that. However, I still owe you a debt of thanks because you taught me the greatest radio lesson.
Oh, tell me again.
I'll refresh your memory. When I moved from Battle Creek over to here, I had the annoying habit of showing up an hour or two early at the station before the shift to work in the production studio and what have you. And, of course, after working 5 hours overnight from 1 to 6 a.m., and you'd kind of saunter in about 10 after 6, quarter after, what have you. Right. I learned that that time is not of the essence.
Inconsequential, exactly.
You prepare at home.
That's right. Yeah. You do.
And that's it.
The worst part about that was the J. Michael Wilson, who was on before me at night, would eat incessantly through his entire program. I could go out to a buffet at the 20 grand, a Motown party, myself, which you can only do at 19 years old.
Yeah.
Cram down everything, have a few drinks, stagger into the station at 12 or 12:30 and try to go on at 1 o'clock full. By 2 o'clock in the morning, I was ravenous because the microphone always smelled like pizza. Didn't matter. So at 6 o'clock in the morning, I was never healthy. The 2 years I worked at Keener, I was always unhealthy because Gene Taylor, who was my roommate, and I were, 20 years old, couple of single guys in town, I would go out with Gene at 6 o'clock in the morning, have a massive breakfast, and then go home and try to go to bed for a few hours. And then some clown from the station usually would always call us and wake us up at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning to hear what message Gene had created to put on her answering machine that week.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the earliest days of telephone answering machines.
He's still doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
You call his number, you'll hear the same
message. I can't get him to do my answering machine in New York, though.
He's charging, though.
He is.
Big bucks.
But this was also the scene of my greatest radio embarrassment when I was at Keener, by the way. You may not remember this story unless Gene was mean enough to tell you the story. But when Gene in those days was a hot club comic, and I used to warm up for my show by going and hanging out with Gene at various
sleazy bars,
reputable restaurants.
It's giving it a nice name
around
Sax
town.
Club, 6 Mile.
And so Gene and I met the occasional young woman who, as Michigan women are, they're of course very lovely and friendly and what have you. And so every once in a while you'd meet someone that made a great impression on you, you know, and that you wanted to be friendly with.
Yeah.
And so in those days, I liked to get very friendly, to which Gene could attest. And so one night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, one of the women with whom I'd become very friendly called, and I thought it was for an instant pick and play. She said this, you know, Steve Ells, it was so great meeting you the other night, and we're going on, and all of a sudden I realized we're talking till 3 o'clock in the morning. And just to show you who listened to the all-night show, all of a sudden I realized the last half an hour of our conversation between records had gotten just a little bit steamy and then escalated from there. And then I looked at the microphone once when it wasn't Gene, but it was somebody from another radio. No, it was somebody from our station, from Keener, who called and said, Steve, the mic is on. And I immediately turned from red to white, back to purple, as I looked at the board. And I thought, there the control for the telephone monitor, for the phone volume, was up. And the entire call for the last hour and a half between me and this young woman had gone out through the airwaves, under the records, between records, while the commercials were on. And I'm frantically here, 20 years old, I'm sure, what the hell did I say? I'm racking my brains for the rest of the show, and I'm sure that Walter's going to call me the next day, or Frank is going to call, don't even come in tomorrow.
Right, exactly.
Maybe you invented phone sex.
And you never heard about it from him?
Nobody ever called.
Quite a listenership you had.
That's right. The only had no rating. But that was the only time somebody actually called the station on the show was when I'd worked there for a year and a half, and I was determined I'm not going to die on an all-night show. I was determined to move on, but the station was so great, it was so successful, as everybody remembers, that I decided, well, in the back of my to move on, I can't quit.
Yeah.
I got to get myself fired.
Right.
So what I decided to do was I was going to do this bit that occasionally people had done those days in radio. I said,
I'm going to take a great record. I'm going to play it over and over again night long, one after another. And I did that. I went into the program director's office. I got a second copy of Expressway to My Heart.
Oh, yeah.
By the Soul Survivors.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
2 minutes and whatever.
Yeah.
And I had a copy on each turntable. And I introduced the song, and then I'd introduce it as something else, and I'd come out of the news, and finally the guys from the gas station next door came over, and they were beating on the back doors. Are you all right in there? What's going on? Next day, a couple of radio people called me at home, of course, woke Gene and me up, and said, hey, what the hell? That was the funniest, the wonderful radio.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks later, nobody from the station, Paul Cannon, nobody had heard it, so I went into Paul's office. Said, Paul, 2 weeks ago, did you hear? I did this hilarious bit, and I started to describe it, and he was sitting behind his desk. He's,
no. Oh.
FCC, our program, our license.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, you can't do it. Don't do that again. I said, all right. So 2 weeks later, I took Nobody But Me by the Human Beings, and I did the same thing again. The next day, he's, all right, I get the idea. You're out of here. So, but the bad thing was, in those days, I didn't have the brains to say, you know, maybe I ought to get another job lined up before I get myself fired.
I hope you've done that since, Steve.
Yes, I did. I did finally get another job.
Good for you.
Thanks to Gene, too.
Steve O'Brien from WKNI. We'll come back here and talk to some more of the guys. Gary Burbank, Pat Holliday, Jim Reese, Grant Hudson, that is, at CKLW, on the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion, which takes place tonight. We're on the air today till 4 o'clock, talking to some of the guys who have come into town.
Fox 2 News, working to slam the door on crime. With your help, Fox 2 News is making Metro Detroit streets safer, getting results,
we had a lot of people
and locking up criminals. Join the fight to clean up our neighborhoods. Watch Michigan's Most Wanted tonight on Fox 2 News at 10. News that works for you.
Fox Sunday, the Simpsons 200th episode celebration.
Can you dig it?
First, an all-new World's Funniest with tributes by Aerosmith, Jennifer Love Hewitt, the cast of Ally McBeal, and more.
Woo-hoo!
Then, the 200th episode Simpsons Blast, guest starring U2 and Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And on an all-new King of the Hill, Hank is high on a new kid he's hired. Trouble is, this new kid is high on drugs.
Leon does do a lot of vomiting.
Then a chilling new X-Files.
Their eyes were burnt out.
The first of the season's 4 final episodes.
Stop right there!
Fox Sunday. A Sunday so big, you're going to need a bigger TV.
It's Sunday starting at 7 on Fox 2 Detroit.
It's 3 days only.
Price 98
at Saffron Billiards and Barstools. Saffron celebrating the grand opening of their new location in Novi at the Novi Town Center by offering huge Price Break 98 discounts at all 3 locations this Friday through Sunday only at Saffron Billiards and Barstools.
Get pulled! Busted! Bargains!
On hundreds of pool tables by Olhausen, AMF, Peter Vitale, and more. Plus huge savings on game tables, air hockey, dome hockey, foosball, darts, game room furnishings, and hundreds of bar stools. So make your break for Saffron's first big sales event of the year. 3 days, 3 locations, 1 great sale. Celebrating Saffron's grand opening in Novi at the Novi Town Center.
Price 98.
This Friday through Sunday only at Saffron Billiards and Barstools on Woodward Avenue in Pleasant Ridge and North Point Center in Utica and the newest location in Novi at the Novi Town Center.
Well, I'm here with PC Modem, the computer genius from CompUSA.
Hiya, Bob.
PC, can you believe that CompUSA is actually 14 years old?
I know. I hated 14. Of course, that's when I hit that awkward, nerdy stage.
Hey, don't worry. I'm sure you'll grow out of it.
That's cute. Anyway, CompUSA is celebrating their 14th year with incredible deals, rebates, and gifts galore.
Like what?
Like a free 13-inch color TV when you buy any Pentium 2 PC, Pentium 2 CompUSA PC, or Apple Power Mac G3.
How about a great deal on VR sports powerboat racing from Interplay?
You bet, Bob.
Strap in and whip through the most realistic powerboat racing game ever.
VR sports powerboat racing is just $39.99 right now at CompUSA. You can also enter to win your own custom-built CompUSA PC computer system with a 400 megahertz Intel Pentium 2 processor.
Boy, when CompUSA turns 14, they sure know how to celebrate.
Well, they're very mature for their age.
You know they're already shaving?
Uh-huh.
Quantities are limited and some restrictions apply. Hurry, offers end soon. No purchase necessary to enter drawing, must be 18 or older. See store for details or call 1-800-COMP-USA.
CBS Sunday on America's Night at the Movies. A family's dream vacation in Italy turns into terrible tragedy. as their young son's life slips away.
It isn't possible that his life is over.
His family makes the ultimate sacrifice.
We wish to donate Nicholas's organs.
Jamie Lee Curtis stars in the true story that inspired the world.
This is a young man who received the heart of your son.
Grazie, Nicholas.
Nicholas's Gift, Sunday, April 26th on CBS.
Have we got a sweet deal for you at the JCPenney Sweet Sale.
JCPenney, I love your style.
For one day only, Saturday, April 25th, come in and get a free candy bar and a coupon for 20, 25, or 30% savings on select items throughout the store for you, your family, and your home.
JCPenney.
Percent off regular prices. See store for details.
Quarter one at Oldies 104.3 WOMC. This is the radio reunion. It takes place tonight. We've got all the guys on the air till 4 this afternoon with Tom Ryan and myself. And I think Steve O'Brien, who just told us that story from Keener, but you talking to that girl on the phone that went out over the air for an hour and a half. Someone on the phone for you here. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Steve O'Brien.
Yes.
I heard that particular time when you, not the girl on the telephone, but I heard the actual time when you played the human beings, nobody but me.
Somebody was listening.
And you said that if you like this record so much, it's number one, I'm going to play it over and over and over again. And you kept playing the Keener 13 jingle, number one, 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 one.
All night long, huh?
The record again, just over and over and over again for a whole hour.
Yeah,
I think it was between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Those were great radio days, folks. How different they are now. Thank you for calling, sir. Appreciate it. It's a quarter of the hour. And, Steve, we got a little song for you to introduce now.
You can't get enough of this kind of music here at Oldies 104.3 WOMC.
And what song are we going
to
hear?
Expressway to Your Heart, the Soul Survivors, who come in right after they tip the driver here, I believe.
Hi, Steve. Can we keep talking now? You're such a hunk.
Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way.
It's much too crowded. I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way.
At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. Much too crowded.
Dick and Tom.
Okay, it's our radio reunion on the air, and we're currently here with Gary Burbank, who hosted the CKLW morning show between 74 and 75 in that area right there. Pat Holliday was there for about 14 years.
There's not much between 74 and 75.
Yeah, you're right about that. Very good point there, Gary. I heard that, and I said, that was kind of stupid. Right?
And, I was at 1 month there.
And, Jim Reese, who worked under the name of Brand Hudson at CKLW doing the news, of course, with Byron McGregor and Randall Carlisle, who will be in tonight. And
was Randy coming in?
Yeah, he's coming in. And
Keith Radford.
And Keith Radford. it'll be too. Keith does news on Channel 7 in Buffalo now. He's the anchor man there. And Tom Shannon's going to join us.
I remember a party in his apartment one night.
Oh, yeah.
Was that when he was hugging the porcelain pillow?
That was a different part.
No, that's when the Windsor...
That was at work.
Yeah. That's when the Windsor SWAT team came out.
Okay. And Pat and Gary, we have a little thing we'd like you to do here. Just our business of the station, but we'd like to hear you do it like CKLW.
Tomorrow, we'll have a new joint only.
Now, that was his station before CK.
That's right.
Tomorrow, 11 to noon, join Oldies 104.3 at Sam's Club, Masonic and Gratiot in Roseville for our loftiest game, the Oldies 104.3 Balloon Pop.
First 60 listens to an hour will select a red or white WMC balloon that contains great prizes, including Sam's Gift Club certificates and the grand prize of a Sony 21-inch color TV with remote. And as always, every balloon is a winner.
That's it?
Not available in Ontario.
What time is it here and what time is it there, Pat?
You mean Farmer Jack Savings time here?
We still have that.
Oh, we still do that. Well,
that's big time stuff.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, right now it's Farmer Jack Savings
time. There you go. See that? And what was it? What was the famous?
It was the one in 1247 in Detroit, 1147 in
Windsor.
The big
eight,
something like
that's
that.
That's right. Something like that.
2 minutes difference, always.
I noticed you two guys, in reading that script, had it held further from your eyes than you used to in the old days.
Actually, I need it down the street.
I was going to reach over and grab his glasses.
Yeah. It was kind of funny. At CK, you know, when I first went there, it was just amazing to me that it became, when you walk down the hallways and someone said hello, you were kind of saying, what do you mean by that?
Really?
Because before Windsor, you know, now is supposed to be the, you know, the playground of the world. Well, when we were there, the only playground was Max Milk.
I remember Max Milk.
And we were constantly doing things. I think when I realized it when I first came, and I think Joe Donovan at a party for McGregor.
Was Joe doing sports?
Joe was doing sports at the time, yeah. And besides calling Dennis Holy on his very first show. You know that story?
No, I don't.
Oh, Porky Chadwick.
It's Porky Chadwick. Say, Bubba, I got the love, Joe, what I'm going to do.
Well, Dennis Holy's very Donovan, first show. Joe Donovan, anchors the morning news on WBJ, and he was doing this kind of stuff.
His very first show, he has a psychiatrist on. The very first phone call they took was Joe Donovan. They didn't know this.
Yeah.
And he says, I got the love, Joe, what am I going to do? And then...
let's discuss this Love Jones thing.
On the show. They had callers for 30 minutes on that show. Trying to figure out.
Now, what I think he is, he's in love with love.
Dennis's sweater rolled up.
And that's what we did to each other.
Yeah.
The whole time. I remember once I was in the production room, and Byron walks in, and he's going to do America. Well, he's going to do the Americans at Tiger Stadium.
Right.
I think it was on July the 4th, and he said, I need to get a copy of America the Beautiful for the background. He looks at Jose Lombard, who was my, you know, we worked together. Jose says, yeah, and he turns and walks. I said, I'll take care of that for you. And Jose said, I know nothing. And he left. And I put a little extra something on the end because, you know, they had the old Wallen sacks in those days,
sure,
right?
Tape recorders, yeah.
And the old guys working at the stadium, you know, when it ends, it's like, a half an hour before you get the machine. So
and now we are those guys.
I wasn't putting a voice on then.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So Byron is standing on. The beauty of this was, like, we had a chance before Byron died, about a year before he died, to sit down and actually admit to all these things that we had done to each other that we'd never admit to in the years that passed that we knew.
Sure.
And so as Byron is standing on the mound at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah.
And he's, and this is one today. Who cares about America? And this. How did it end? They want to give us an old caboose. Da, 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 da. But I can't think of the last line, but it's, we love America. And he goes. Da, 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 da. Yeah, that was it. Can you go to the last line?
Is that Byron McGregor doing it?
No, this is just American.
Okay.
But the last line goes, you know, da, 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 da. And then the people here, as they stand, about 30,000 people with their hands over their hearts. Yeah. I think they used to draw that many people.
Right.
And they hear, da, 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 da. And Byron's day, he hears,
that's all, folks.
And now I was paid back for that, however.
You were.
About a week later, I'm backing out of my driveway at 5 o'clock in the morning.
And suddenly, it's a long driveway, and only, you know, I'd only gone maybe 10 feet, and I go, "Tunk! What is this?" I get out, and I find 2 tons of horse manure.
Really?
Behind my car. And this went on for the... That's why I only stayed for like a year. I couldn't take it anymore. Yeah. It was hard. It was very hard.
And now Gary Burbank is Mr. Big Don there at WLW. Yeah. And I mean huge in Cincinnati. It truly is a legend in the business. Been disc jockey, radio personality of the year, a number of ties and so forth.
Restaurateur now.
Yeah. How many restaurants you got? 5?
We have 5. I'm a barbecue freak. My wife calls it a misguided passion until I opened up a place and, you know...
Is that right? So
they're great restaurants, too.
Oh, even down their path?
Yeah, when I was in Cincinnati, I used to go to his first one.
It's sort of
a huge restaurant.
Into the new Southern cuisine.
Do you get comped when you go?
No.
Are you kidding? King of the freebies over here.
He came up with a clever name, too, for the restaurant.
What would it be?
What's really cool?
Get ready for that. Clever name.
Burbank's.
Right.
Hey, okay. Hey, I like that.
It's even in script.
Well, when I go to Cincinnati, I like the Cincinnati chili, but I'm going to have to stop in and see you guys. They have a radio reunion down there. I used to work there years ago.
Yeah, nobody
cares.
You were the only one.
Yeah, right.
We could get together sometime. I know a good restaurant.
You know what happened? Everybody that worked there stayed there, so there's no sense of having a reunion.
Actually, right? It's a beautiful town, and you'll be
surprised. Oh, it's a great town. You know, Cincinnati's a fabulous town.
When you
town.
Drive down 75 and you see it, you see plant after plant after plant, but when you get off it, it's very, very
it is. It's a charming
inland,
city.
Inland type San
Francisco. Like Seven Hills or something. Or was that Rome? I forget. I forget that. Listen, and Pat, you're up in Calgary now, right?
I'm in Calgary. I'm managing a couple stations up there.
You're not on the air?
No, I haven't been on the air since 1990.
And
Cincinnati, actually.
Okay. And then Jim Reese or Grant Hudson.
Right.
What are you doing now?
Sarasota, after I left WWJ, I had owned a couple of stations, sold both of those off. Last one in 94, enjoyed Florida for a while, and fell face first into the investment banking business.
Really? No kidding.
So we can get loans now.
That's right. This is the wrong place to show up and say that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, not doing any radio, doing a lot of internet and other communications.
Are you really? No kidding. Well, they tell me there's a CK internet now, www.cklw.org, if anybody's interested in that. Grant, you're going to wrap up this session of the radio room with another 2020 news update for us. So can we hear that, please?
5 minutes before one, this is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. Security tied at the Motown Radio Reunion as both of NoFi's finest are in attendance. The boys in blue are here to protect former Detroit disc jockey Tom Shannon. Shannon apparently fearful of being accosted by 20-year-old women who insist...
Daddy! Thank you, Grant. Thank you, Pat Holliday. Thank you, Gary Burbank. Thank you, gentlemen. Great to see you, and we'll see you tonight at the radio reunion as the radio reunion, continues with Tom Ryan and myself until 4 this afternoon on Oldies 104.3 WOMC.
Thinking golf? Think Bavarian Village when you need to sink that 4-foot putt for par. A new Odyssey Teardrop or Zebra putter could make all the difference. Thinking golf? Think Bavarian Village.
You can hardly hold yourself back. The thrill, the sheer exhilaration of knowing that this is the year 1998. Oakland Mall's 30th anniversary. It's probably every bit as meaningful as your bank's birthday or your dry cleaner's. So we figure it's up to us to make 1998 exciting for someone other than the folks at Oakland Mall. That's why all year long there will be special events to entice you to celebrate all the reasons you've made us the most popular mall in Michigan since 1968. Oakland Mall's 30th anniversary. In an otherwise drab and ordinary year, it's something to shop about.
Oakland Mall and the Detroit Tigers invite you to explore a museum-quality exhibition that celebrates one of America's favorite pastimes, baseball, the great American experience, now through May 2nd, only at Oakland Mall.
Well, thanks for a great evening.
Where is he? Sam Goodman.
You really like him, don't you?
Of course, what's not to like? Sam Goodman.
Oh, there he is.
Oh my gosh, look at him. Look at you. Ooh, Sam Goodman, what a cat.
People have special relationships with pets. They're our friends. At PetSmart, we understand. And that's why we welcome people and pets in our stores. And offer every kind of food, toy, supply, and accessory you can imagine. Over 12,000 items. All at everyday low prices. PetSmart even has in-store services like Love-A-Pet adoption centers, grooming, and obedience classes. So bring your special friend to PetSmart, where pets are family.
Sammy, could there be a finer cat? No.
Oh, Stanley, I meant to tell you. I'm going away.
What? Sam leaving? No.
No, no, I'm leaving. He's staying.
Oh, thank goodness.
I know what you mean. Good. You want a cat sit?
Oh, my gosh. She asked me.
If you're a GM employee or family member, if you're thinking about trading in any GM vehicle which you purchased or leased as new, now's the time to go to...
Don Massey Cadillac at I-275 Ann Arbor Road in the magnificent community of Plymouth, Michigan.
Right now, you can lease a new 1998 Caterra for only $600 down and only $298 a month for 24 months. These Caterras list at $36,418. Included are Bose CD system, heated seats, chrome wheels, and more. And for only $600 down and $298 a month. Total due at lease inception, only $1,880. Get to Caterra Kingdom. Don Massey Cadillac at I-275 in Ann Arbor Road in Plymouth. Even open Saturdays 10 to 4.
Are you driving more and enjoying it less? Does your car radio leave you deflated? Have your speakers lost their spunk? Did your tweeter peter and your woofer wimp out? Then get over to ABC Warehouse and get an earful of high-performance, low-priced, astounding-sounding car audio. ABC carries the big names like Pioneer, JVC, Jensen, JBL, and more. Speakers, boosters, amps, equalizers, receivers, stereos, everything in dash to save you cash. ABC Warehouse turns up the volume on inventory and slams down the prices to unheard-of lows. Free normal in-dash installation is no problem and no waiting because ABC Warehouse is set up to install it all right away. So if you want to get your show on the road, get over to ABC Warehouse and get your hands on mind-boggling car audio bargains. And remember, in-dash installation is free. ABC Warehouse, car stereo for the power hungry and always the closest thing to wholesale.
Now at ABC, get a Sony AM-FM in-dash CD player with 24 station presets for only $169 or less installed.
We're celebrating 50 years of music and fun in the Motor City.
Burton every morning, riding home with Ryan every afternoon. And we're still playing your favorite music around the clock. Oldies 104.3 is WOMC, Detroit's good time oldies station.
Oldies 104.3, WOMC, good time oldies.
No, no. Like I do, nobody can do. Well, don't you know I know the skin I do? Ain't nobody do it but me. Well, I got the skin I do. Ain't nobody do it but me, babe. Well, let me tell you, nobody, but nobody but me. Let me tell you, nobody. Nobody. Can do the like I do, nobody can do like I do, nobody can do like I do, nobody can do like I do. Oh, yeah, nobody, 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 nobody.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Motor City Radio Reunion.
Live on Oldies 104.3 WOMC. Here are your hosts, Dick Burton and Tom Ryan.
Okay, here we are, and welcome to the program. This is, I don't know what hour this is, three, I guess.
And we are up to $700,000.
And we are joined by with Tom Shannon and Jim Hampton. Tom from CKLW and WXYZ.
Tower 92.
Tower 92.
Don't go through the list. It'll take too long.
Magic
95. Yeah. That's right. Hello, Tommy.
That's right. And your list is almost as long as mine. I've been like five stations.
It's pretty close.
And Jim Hampton, who was at XYZ.
That's right. Also at WJBK. Was with
Tommy. We were at JBK.
That's right. Jeff Wood just called and reminded me that he, with Grant Hudson doing a CKLW news thing, he said the one you forgot is when the West Bloomfield police had arrested Billy Bonds. And they laid up with, "We got who you wanted last night." But anyway, Tom, you were driving in from Buffalo. I knew you were coming in because we talked on the phone the other day. And were you listening as we came in?
I was. It's amazing how powerful this WOMC is. And we're on the dial. Our position in Buffalo is 104.1. And you're 104.3.
Right, exactly.
And it's so close that I think I'm listening to us. And I'm listening to you.
Because you're an oldie station there, too.
Yeah, same. Not the same format.
Right. Close. And I hear Tom when I drive to Buffalo, which is about once a month. I always hear Tom on Friday afternoon when you're doing your show there.
Right. I got to tell you, I bring you regards from, let me see here. I got the list. Chicken wings, buffalo wings, Anderson's custard, Ted's hot dogs, one of your favorites.
Absolutely.
And there's one other, beef on Weck and Lake Effect Snow. And so,
Do you know a guy called earlier this morning to say that he's going to a convention, a snow convention in Buffalo? I said, "Excuse me, sir, what?" He said, "A snow convention." I said, "What's a snow convention?" He said, "Well, we have all the latest snow removing equipment that's on the market. And we're having our meeting in preparation for next year."
Wow.
In Buffalo.
And there's about 6 inches of snow in Buffalo now, isn't it?
Right.
You know, I got to tell you, Dick will probably affirm this with what he remembers, because years gone by, and I don't know if it's El Nino or whatever, but years gone by, I grew up in the South Towns, which is even worse. That's even south.
South of Buffalo is the snow area.
Well, yeah, you were out in the Kenmore area.
I was in Kenmore, the north side.
And you got a lot of snow. There's no question about it. And, I mean, tons of it. When it came, it was Lake Effect Snow.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in this season, it was just wonderful. But I understand Detroit's temperatures were pretty good, too.
Oh, we love El Nino. We've got to love El Nino.
Yeah,
Jim, where are you living? In California, though?
Yeah, I live out in Los Angeles.
Don't like El Nino.
No, home of El Nino, yeah.
That's right.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, a lot of mudslides and
rain. Mudslides and roads are closed all the time, it seems like. Potholes. With pothole capital of the world, Los Angeles, right now.
No.
Here, I think.
We get a lot of them too, believe me. Yeah. So we get more inclement weather than you do in terms of the severe cold, which cracks the pavement and all that stuff. So, Jim, what do you do now? You were at XYZ, you were on the air, and you did production
When I started XYZ, I was a record spinner, and they had like three or four guys in those days, and I was just out of high school that used to play all the records, because you couldn't touch the discs with Paul Winter and Lee Allen and Dave Prince and all those guys. I started there. I was in high school, got out of high school, got my first real big job at radio was at XYZ. I was 19 years old.
And so who were you working with then?
I worked, Lee Allen hired me, and I did the all-night show.
Mm-hmm.
And against Jim Jeffries, who was
I'm looking for my XYZ jingle. I've got a bunch of them here. I play from time to time.
WXYZ.
And you know Chuck Fritz is ailing with lung cancer
that has
metastasized in a number of places. But I was visiting with him in his house about a week and a half ago. He's doing pretty well. He's had radiation and he's had chemo and he's coming along. And it's not smoking related. Chuck used to smoke and he quit 22 years ago. It turns out there's like four kinds of lung cancer. Only one is smoking related, and he doesn't have that kind.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind that kills like one third of all people who die of cancer. It's lung cancer, and that's the smoking thing. But anyway, I just wanted to bring up Chuck and mention him, because a lot of people are talking about Chuck lately, and you worked for him.
I worked for him.
As did I.
And I'm very excited to be able to see tonight where Dick Osgood is,
97 years old. Yeah, we're going
to
see Dick Osgood tonight.
Can't wait to see him.
I remember Chuck, I've told the story before, the time Tom and I had done something on the air at XYZ, and I saw Chuck down in the lobby about 10:15 that morning. He was just arriving for work. Well, management. And he walked in and he said, "Hey, I heard that thing you did this morning, Dick." I said, "Oh, yeah, thanks." He said, "Good stick."
Well, also remember when we did the 2020 thing.
Take off, yeah.
That when we did it, we liked it so much, we did it every hour. And he heard it the last hour. And he said, called Baccarilla. Yeah. I don't want to hear that again. Well, we've been doing it 6:15, 7:15, 8:15, 9:15. And when we would have fun with Chuck, I would go in the other studio.
This is, I think, I love this. I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, I'd go in the other studio, and Dick would say on the air, you know what, I want to do this, but I don't know if I should. Let me call our general manager at home. And we'd dial up the phone in the other studio, and I'd pick up the phone in the other studio. In the background, there'd be a country western record playing, you know? Right. And I'd say, hello. And Dick say, Mr. Fritz, it's me, Dick Purton. And I'd say, oh, Dick, let me turn the radio down.
We did that over and over. I love that bit. I couldn't get enough of that bit.
How long was I at XYZ? I was there 4 years, 3 years.
You're asking us?
See, Tommy, Tommy, I'm not sure. I think 3 years in radio, one in television, something akin to that. But
and seven on the phone talking to young women. I was up there one night at 6 o'clock when you signed off, Tom. And I was,
were there two that showed up?
There were two women waiting for Tom, and he couldn't get off the phone. He went from line to line to line to line for half an hour talking to women.
They're now in walkers, so don't worry about it. I'm not worried.
Well, fortunately, you're not, though, Tom.
Well, I'm still ambulatory, but I brought in a couple of cases of some things. You know how people pass out little trinkets and gifts and things?
Yes.
I did bring in a couple of gross of Viagra, I think it's called.
Oh, yes.
For the older folks,
they pick Viagra as in Viagra Falls, and the opposite is supposed to happen.
Well, Tom's not eating chocolate X-Lax anymore, I guess.
That's another story. When we were at CK, Tom, how did that go, Tom?
Well, first of all, understand I never needed any kind of help in that department.
Okay, good.
You have to know that going in there. Ankles knows the story, but one of my kids somehow was eating chocolate earlier in the day, and I'm a chocolate lover. I'm just a freak for it. And I think my wife then, Annette, then at that point, I think it was hers. And she had taken the wrapper or whatever, the little blue and white thing, is it?
Whatever.
Whatever color. And it was all wrapped in tinfoil.
Right.
And I said,
they're little squares, right?
Squares. And at least this one was. So I ate all of the little squares. I got up in the middle of the night, and I said, I got a real, hankering for something, and I'm going to have chocolate. And I had chocolate forever. And I think John remembers the next day.
It's not all you had forever.
That's right. That's a true story. I mean, I've heard people do stupid things, and that was one of my stories.
That was just
since
one
that
of them.
Time, check the label.
Well, then those carotene pills you took for your teeth.
Oh, yeah, that's another story.
Well, I was always such,
that?
Pale. I was always pasty.
Right.
You're talking about Chuck Cameron.
I saw him,
by the way. I saw him recently.
Oh. Is he living?
He has regards.
He's listening.
Don't tell me he has regards for me.
He said, I'm going to see Dick and Tom. And so he said, well, give him my regards. I may make it up there.
Oh, no.
For those who don't know. I got to tell you, he looks different. He looks better. He's gained weight. He apparently had some major problem. I won't say it's cancer, but had a major problem. And apparently, after that sort of rescinded, whatever the word is, went into recession, he gained lots of weight.
Wow. He's our old general manager over there. When
still
Herb McCord left, he still does. When he left, it's funny because a lot of guys with white hair don't have white hair anymore. I don't know how that works. But anyway, we'll probably see a lot of that tonight at the dinner. But he was our general manager. Herb McCord left, and then Chuck came in for 3 years. And we had a million stories about Chuck. And Tom and I were brutal on him. We were. We were brutal on the air with him. Chuck Cameramoose and, Chuck.
Hey, hello there, Dick.
Hello, Chuck. How's the station going, Chuck?
Listen, we're shooting for a 40 this rating period.
What do we have right now, Chuck?
2. But things are going to get better real soon.
Oh, man.
Remember Rosalie Trombley's son who took his daughter out on his boat?
Yeah, we don't want to get
into that.
We better not tell the story. Rosalie Trombley will be there also tonight, who is, of course, literally the queen of radio, I guess, with the deference to Martha Jean. But she just made star after star after star in this town. She'll be there tonight. I tried to reach her, but she is totally unlisted. And you can go through the internet and get phone numbers sometimes.
Yes.
She was not available on the internet.
Hmm.
So
it's AtlanticRecords.com.
Is that what it is?
No, I don't know.
Okay. We're going to come back and talk to Tom and to Jim. Jim Hampton from California and WXYZ. Tom Shannon from CKLW and points north, south, east, and west.
Everywhere.
Also, who walked in the studio but Swingin' Sweeney, Frank Sweeney, God. And Gary Stevens.
We're going to talk to them. Rick Hamilton,
and there's Rick down there. Right. We're going to talk to all those guys coming up as our radio reunion continues exclusively on Oldies 104.3 WOMC.